Everybody said, amen. You may be seated. John chapter 15. Some of these scriptures we know them, we're kind of familiar with them. But I'm constantly learning to take Jesus more literal. I don't take him figuratively anymore. I want to take him literal. If he said it, then he said it. If he said it, then he meant it, and that's what it is. And if he said it and he meant it and that's what it is, then can't nobody change that. The only person that could change that for me is me. The devil can't change it. Ain't no devils, no demon can change it. Ain't nobody outside of me can change it. The only person that has control over that, everybody say it's me. So I begin to take him more literal when he says things, like even we sing in the Holy Ghost. I started talking the other day, me and Larry was talking. I said, I asked the Holy Ghost, I was trying to find something. You ever tried to find something? And you ask the Holy Ghost to help you?
Yeah.
And then you're looking for direction on the outside.
Right.
But the scripture says, I'm going to send you the comforter, and he shall be with you, and he shall be
in you.
So where's the Holy Ghost? Understand? Yes. Here, you get me? So now I prayed the prayer. I said, Holy Ghost within me, help me find that thing. Right, because now I'm not, Jesus makes us specific.
Yes.
Sometimes in our religion and our Christianity, sometimes we can be, we can try to be cookie cutter. We can try to be blanketed and have these blanket faith statements, these blanket things. But Jesus makes us very, very, very specific. Yeah. He makes us specific and he makes us accurate.
Right.
So that we get the same accurate results that God get every time.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I don't like praying and missing.
Right.
Can I get a witness in the house?
Yeah.
I don't like believing for something or trying to believe and speak something and I don't get what I said.
No,
I don't like that action. I don't like that action. So I begin to change. I don't think it's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. It's something wrong with who I'm being.
Come on.
So I check my being out. Belief is for being. I know where I come from. I can't hear y'all. Y'all act like y'all ain't never heard this before. I'm going to look that way. I know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me
is with me.
As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth, point to yourself. Come on. Come on, say in earth, as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven means that same time and same way. So whatever time it is in heaven, that's what time it is right now. Whatever way it is in heaven, that's the way it is right now. So I have to take Jesus literally at what he says. When he tells me to pray that way, I got to pray that way.
Yes, sir.
I can't pick a prayer out of some book that somebody spiritual told me that was the prayer. Because they can't give me a prayer better than the one Jesus gave me.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
So now Jesus is making a specific, this system is always attempting to make us cookie cutter. It's always attempting to put us in some kind of lane, in some kind of box, in some kind of understanding that it has about us so that it can use us.
Yes.
So what Jesus is doing is, and we're going to see that in the word in a minute, he is purging and pruning us.
Yes.
So that we can be exactly what we were designed to be. Often I hear people say, we don't know why we were created. I know why we were created. In Genesis, it tells us why we were created. And one line, it says, he made the earth and he made the seas and everything. And it says, but there was no man to till the ground. Right? He said the water was coming up. So they had water. The water was coming up from the earth. But there was no man to till the ground. So the water comes up. So he said, so let us make. Well, what was man made for? Till the ground.
Yeah.
Then he goes on and says, I made you in my image and my likeness.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to say, be fruitful.
Yes.
Multiply.
Yes.
Replenish.
Yes.
Subdue.
Yes.
Have dominion. I'm going to say it again. Be fruitful.
Yes.
Yeah. Multiply. Come on, say it with me. Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
Multiply.
Awesome.
Replenish.
Replenish.
Subdue.
Have
dominion.
Have.
Now, he didn't say get dominion.
Yeah.
Because I?
Yeah.
But if I don't know that I have dominion, that I won't have dominion. If I don't understand that he told me to have dominion, then I'll always be trying to get dominion. Y'all see the trick?
Yes.
Watch this. You see the trick or truth? It ain't trick or treat, it's trick or truth. Yeah, no. See the trick or the truth?
Yeah.
There's a trick and then there's a truth. Yeah. And sometimes the trick looks very similar to the truth because it's trying to trick you.
Yeah.
I can't trick you unless I look like the thing that it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Surely you won't die.
Yeah.
Surely you won't die. He just know you're going to be just like him. I'm already like him, dummy. But he just, see the trick?
Yeah.
See the trick? And if I can get you the trick, then I get you to reach.
Yeah.
You're reaching to be when you already are.
Yeah.
Say, I already am.
Already.
Come on, say it again. Say, I already am.
Already.
One more time. Say, I already am.
I already.
So now Jesus is consistently throughout his whole entire life, throughout every red word that you see, even all the way to the death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus is pruning you and purging you to see who you really already are.
Right.
But sometimes extraction, everybody say extraction. When he's pulling your true identity out of you, right? God told me to start doing, he's pulling your true identity. He's yanking God on the outside of you.
Yeah.
He's pulling God up in you and making God stand up for you. Yeah. You don't have a choice. It's extraction.
Yeah.
But sometimes extraction, it requires a lot of pulling and a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's not accidental. When there's a birth that takes place, there's some pressure.
Yeah.
Are y'all getting me?
Yep.
It ain't just, hey, we hit. No, it's pressure because there's some worth to it. And if there ain't no pressure, there's no worth to it.
Come on.
There's no value.
Right. Yeah.
Everything valuable has pressure. They say a diamond ain't nothing but a piece of coal that has had enough pressure. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
John chapter 15. There's a uniqueness that we're missing out on. And we're trying to find ourselves. And God has a uniqueness on the inside of every single one of you. Everybody say amen. I mean, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen. That's a good thing.
Amen.
There's a uniqueness. There's a reason. Ephesians 4 talks about every joint supplies. And it talks about the effectual working in the measure of every part. He said, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. But if we don't pay attention to the pruning and the purging, then we'll end up being a clone. Yeah, amen. A lot of our faith confessions are clone confessions. We heard somebody else said it, so we said it. Because we wanted what they had. No, what do you have?
That's right.
That's good.
If I have it already, then I don't need to have what they have.
That's right.
Are y'all hearing me? Say, I already got it.
Already.
Come on, say, I already got it again.
Already.
Come on, say, I already got it.
Already.
Now, what we are doing, God is recalibrating our mentality.
Yes.
Right? And sometimes when we recalibrate and when we reconfigure, sometimes it takes a little while. I got to stick with it a little while because I've been thinking this way for so long.
Yes.
That this almost seemed like it ain't true. It can't be true that I'm one with God. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It can't be true that I can do greater works than Jesus. I heard you. I hear your minds. I can hear him. I know the word said, but are you talking about me? Yeah, say he's talking about me.
He's talking about me.
But there takes a purging and an extraction. So when Jesus, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but when Jesus is saying some of the things and exemplifying some of the things that he does, he's showing you how to purge. He's purging you and pruning you into the true identity of you. When he tells his rich young ruler, go sell what you have. Give to the poor, take up the cross and follow me. That's kind of difficult when you've been identified as a rich young ruler. When your identity has been in a ruler and being rich, that right there, that's kind of difficult for you to do because that's telling you to give away my career.
Come on.
Mm.
But I'm pruning and I'm purging you into who you really are.
Yes.
Right? Don't, here's one. Stop rebuking the pruning.
Come on.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Stop rebuking the purging.
Come on.
Because there's a little pressure. You start saying rebuke it. No, maybe that pressure is making you a diamond.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what fairy tale, what glitter, what kind of pixie dust you thought was going to happen, what kind of Florida spirit was going to happen, and I was going, woo, I made it. It don't work that way. It goes through a death before a resurrection.
Yes. Yes,
everybody say pressure.
Pressure.
Come on, say it again, say pressure.
Pressure.
Now I'm going to get you to understand, and you're going to recognize the pressure now. You're going to recognize the pressure and understand what to do with the pressure when the pressure comes on now. Because you've been fighting the pressure, and you've made the pressure stronger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been at, you know, when Jesus in Matthew 5, and I don't have to go there, I'll talk about it in a minute, but in Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, the things that he starts to explain to us, he's telling you how to deal with the pressure that comes on. They slap you on one cheek, turn the other. Mm-hmm. He's trying to tell you how to deal with it because you're bigger than the fight. Yeah, you're greater than the fight.
That's right.
But if you engage in the fight, then you have the same energy as the fighter.
Amen. Amen.
Stop engaging with the enemy.
Come on.
You're above the enemy. Say, I'm above the enemy.
I'm above the enemy.
Yeah, the Father's unfolding us. Yeah. He's unfolding you like a flower. It's funny when he said, Matthew said, look at the birds. And he said, look at the flowers. He said, they don't tall. They don't do none of that stuff. Yet your Father takes care of them. And he says, are you not much better than them? He's unfolding us. But to unfold us, he has to purge us. And he has to prune us.
Right.
That's right. John chapter 15, verse 1, he says, I am the, come on, look at it, come on, look at it, amen. We're going to use our Bibles, come on, let's use our Bibles, amen. Let's not wait for the screens. John chapter 15, verse 1, he says, I am the what?
True.
The true vine, so that means it must be a fake vine.
That's right.
If he got to say that I'm the true vine, if I got it, he didn't say I'm the vine. He's going to say I'm the vine in a minute, but he got to specify first that I am the
true vine.
That means there's a live vine.
Yes.
That means there's a trick vine.
Yes.
There's a vine that you could be a branch of and bearing fruit that you shouldn't be bearing. So Jesus makes it specific. He says, I am the true vine. Now watch, he goes on to explain it. And my Father is the husbandman. We don't talk like that right now. We talk about the husbandman and all that. We don't know that. We think husband is at the wedding, right? We don't know what that means. It means the one that takes care of the vines.
Yeah.
The gardener.
Yeah.
The one that is responsible to take care of the seed and the fruit.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me? He says, my Father is the gardener. He's the one that takes care of it. He's the one that puts us in a position to grow.
Yeah.
Every branch in me, every branch where? That beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he does what?
Purges.
He purges it. In another word, I heard somebody say prune it, because it also means it prunes. He purges it. Why? So in order to have, you can't, Father, I receive abundance.
Come on.
You can't confess over and above.
Come on.
The favorite. No, you can't confess. You can't confess more. You got to get cut for that.
Yeah.
Come on. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Because it can't bring more fruit until it's purged.
Yeah.
It can't bring more fruit until it's pruned.
Yeah.
I got to do some cutting. He's going to talk about it a little bit more. Abide in me. Don't visit me.
All right.
Live here.
Yes.
Don't visit me.
Yeah.
Don't meditate me.
Come on.
Abide, live in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it what?
Abide
in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me, which means the fruit of God. The fruit that God expects, you cannot bear this unless you're living in Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't say living in the church. Because
no.
That ain't always the same. I said abiding in Jesus. Because it cannot bear fruit of itself. Deny your
self.
You see, these things go together. We have to put these things together. It cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, the true vine. I am the vine, verse 5, and you are the branches. Come on, Jesus said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. I'm the vine, you're the branches. I'm the vine, you're the branches. I didn't say I'm the vine and you pull off the branches. No, say I am the branch.
I am.
Come on, say it again. Say I am the branch.
I am.
Come on, say I am the branch of God.
I am the branch of God.
I know where I come from.
I know where I come.
And I know where I'm going.
I know where I'm going.
And the one that sent me is with me. Watch this. I got to do the work of the one that sent me. Say it.
I got to do the work of the
one. Come on, say it. I got to do the work of the one that sent me.
I got to do the work.
Say it again. I got to do the work of the one that sent me.
I got to do the work.
Because I am a sent one.
Because I am a sent one.
So now I have to expose a lot of these fake fruit.
Yes, sir. Come on.
These fake fruit that people are telling you that's fruitful. Well, can I give you a litmus test? He says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. If it don't do all five of those things, it's fake. If it ain't fruitful, if it ain't multiplying, if it ain't replenishing, if it ain't subduing, if it doesn't cause dominion, that ain't it. It's a lot of fake fruit going on because we got these fake vines. Mm-hmm. Show me the root, I'll show you the fruit. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth. What it says? So we got more fruit and we got much fruit. Y'all underline both of those. I think the other one, the more fruit is in verse what? Verse 2. Verse 2, it says more fruit. Verse 2, it says more fruit, right? And then verse 5, it says, verse 6, it says, that's 5, right?
Much fruit.
Are y'all seeing me?
Yes, sir.
For the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, I want you to understand something. I want to say something to you very, very clear. When he says without me, you can do nothing, he's not talking about you don't have Jesus just because you prayed the salvation prayer. That sounds scary, don't it? Because I know a lot of people that prayed that salvation prayer, but didn't dig into the words that Jesus is saying.
That's right. That's right.
And so you don't have a grip of who he really is. Because if you know who he really is, then you know who you really are.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah.
It is not a prayer to pray a prayer that now I made it now. No, you hadn't made it. Because if that was the case, we would have been poof, right? When we said amen.
That's right.
I believe, Father, I believe that you died on the cross for me. You saved me from my sins. I believe you died on the cross and you rose again. Poof. But did anybody poof?
No.
Are you still here? If you're still here, say yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're still here, there's a purpose for you to be here, and Jesus is showing us how to walk here.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
So we've got to have a firmer grip on who he is and how he is. He's purging us. Everybody say purge.
Purge.
And everybody say prune. Now what prune means, the purge is cleaning you. He's cleaning you from all these things that are clogging you. Yeah, amen. Everybody say amen. Yeah, he'll clean you from what's clogging you. We have this wrong direction mentality, and we're so busy, I receive, that we don't release.
That's good. That's good.
God's, oh my God, oh my God. God's will doesn't come to you by you receiving. It comes to you by you releasing.
Right.
Oh my God. What more do you need? I gave you my image and my likeness. I breathed into you and you became a living soul. What more do you need to receive to be?
Jesus.
You see how he can have me backwards? And if it got me backwards, Pat, if he got me backwards, then he got me clogged and I'm constipated. And now I should be flowing, but now I'm forcing. Y'all just excuse me. You use your own imagery. I'm just saying that we move from a flow to a force. And now it's difficult.
Yeah.
He said, my yoke is
easy.
Oh, y'all that labor and heavy laden. Come on, get the example. Oh, y'all, you're laboring and heavy laden. Oh, you're laboring and heavy laden and you're trying to force when it's supposed to be a flow. And the only reason it's not a flow is because you put something in that shouldn't have been there.
Yep.
You consumed a thing that didn't agree with you. Y'all catch the symbolism, can you? Are you catching it? Say amen.
Amen.
I can't hear y'all. If you're catching it, say amen.
Amen.
If you've been there, say amen. 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 It just don't agree with it don't agree with me. You know how we say something don't agree with me. It don't agree with me. Yeah, it don't agree with me. So we're forcing. So when he purges us, he cleanses you. He cleanses you for what's constipating you. Watch this. Watch this. And when they prune it, it says it cuts off. You ready for this? It's cutting off useless shoots. All right. It's cutting off things that are on you, that are functioning with you, but they're useless.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
If it's on me and it's not fruitful, multiplying, replenishing, subduing, having dominion, then it's useless and it's using me.
Yeah.
A parasite. Parasites get in you. They don't add nothing to you. They just use everything you give it.
Right.
A parasite never gives.
Yeah.
It always takes.
Yes.
It is only latched on to you because you have something that it needs. So what Jesus does is he begins to purge us and he begins to prune us. Some of us have useless fruit. We got this fake fruit that's hanging on our vine and it's causing turmoil and stress for us. And now we're stressed trying to take care of this fake fruit. Just hanging on. It's weighing you down. It's hanging on, it's weighing you down. It's taking all your resources. It's eating up your resources. You're putting money in a hole with bags in it. It talks about that in Haggai. He talks about it. I'm with Haggai, Habakkuk, I'll be getting them. He says, you eat, but you ain't never full. He said, you're thirsty and you drink, but you can never get quenched. The thirst is never quenched. But he said, you work and you bring in wages, but you put it in a bag with holes in it. Then it says, consider your ways.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So he's purging us and pruning us. We've got to let Jesus purge us and prune us. We've got to spend the time with Jesus to purge and to prune us. And I'm going to tell you now, if you get down in those words, y'all know I'm about to get it now, y'all know where I'm going. If you get down in them, what words, what color are they?
Red.
The same color, what color are they?
Red.
If you get down in them red words and just sit there.
Yeah.
Just sit down in them red words. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not the easiest place to sit. Because Jesus is going to say some things that a lot of preachers ain't preaching. Yeah, I would wonder, man, I'll get to the red words and I start reading. I said, why I ain't never heard no message about this? Why they never, y'all heard me say this before? Why we ain't never had a deny yourself conference? Because sometimes the things that Jesus is requiring of us is too much, is more than we're willing to give.
Amen.
Let me tell you about your faith. Your faith is actually a willingness test.
Come on.
Yeah, be it until you're called into your willingness.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you willing?
Yeah.
So this is why we pray. When we pray, thy kingdom come. See, it's conditioning you. See, up until now, you've been having your will and you want God to bless yours. No, look, don't feel bad about it because it's how we're taught. It's how we learn. It's how we grew up. We all through school, all through jobs, they told us, figure it out. Get an idea.
Yeah.
Be a problem solver.
Yes.
That's right.
That ain't getting the way God set it up.
No.
God set it up for release.
Yeah.
All the rest of those things are tricks.
That's good.
So he began to prune us and begin to purge us so that we can bear more fruit and we can bear much fruit.
Yeah.
But I cannot run away from the cutting.
All right. Yeah.
The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it starts dividing.
Yes, it does.
The word of God, can I put the word of God? The word of God, John 1 says the word was made flesh. He's talking about Jesus, right? So Jesus is actually the sword of the spirit.
Yes.
And so when he's talking to you, he's cutting you and purging you.
Yes.
That sword is meant to cut those things off that's leeching off of you.
That's good.
God is expecting more out of us. Say it.
God is expecting more.
Say it one more time.
God is expecting more.
One more time.
God is expecting more out of us.
And watch this. You have more in you.
That's right.
Come on, say, I have more.
I have more.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, I have more,
I have more.
Within me.
Within.
Now watch this. I don't want you to get into the force faith. I want you to stand in the flow faith. When he begins, all you got to do is let him purge you. Let him cut you. When you get in there, he's going to start cutting the things off and pointing the things out that ain't him.
Yeah,
that's right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Some of the things I need you to get your mind, you know, they say get your mind out of the gutter. I need to get your mind out of the gutter of what you think sin is. Because some of the things that you think are supposed to be there and you think they are the holy things are the things that he's going to cut. Y'all know Jesus used to work, used to do work on the Sabbath. He used to heal people on the Sabbath.
That's right.
Well, that was against the rules.
That's right.
That was against the law. He wasn't supposed to do it that way, but I'm cutting and I'm purging it. Because you're keeping people in bondage on the day they should be free.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Verse 6, if a man abide in me he, and abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And the men gather him and cast him into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, ready, read.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and shall be done.
Now, many people misquote the scripture. Could they say, if you, the way that they hear it, can I say how we hear it?
Yes.
Amen. Can I say how we hear it?
Yes.
We say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, I ask what you will and I get it. Y'all know 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 it. You abide in me and my words abide in you. You ask what you will and I get what I said.
Come on, sir.
Oh, that ain't what it said. If you abide in me, and my words abide where?
In me.
Then you shall ask what?
You will.
Yeah, because your will will be his will now.
Yeah,
thy kingdom come. Come on, y'all. Keep up with me. Now seek not my own will, but the will, nevertheless not my will. So now you ask what your will right now will be the will of the Father. You ask what you will, and it shall be what?
Done.
Done what?
Unto.
Done unto you.
Yes.
It's going to get done to you.
Yes.
Oh, y'all, did y'all hear it?
Yes.
No, it's going to. I'm going to do something to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the will to you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
it's going to be done. It's going something going to be done to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say it again. I got to say it again. And it shall be done unto you.
Yeah.
Something going to be done unto you that changes you.
Yeah.
Sounds like some purging right there, huh?
Yes,
sounds like some purging. Yeah, yeah. Ask what you will. Lord, purge me.
Purge, sir.
That ain't in your affirmations, is it? Come on, church. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
That ain't in your prayer in the morning, huh, Lord? You want Lord to protect me? You want you all the other peas. Prosper me. Give me purpose. But you ain't never said purge. The purge.
Amen.
Lord, purge me. Go ahead and say it. Don't be scared right now. Hold on. Wait. Wait, don't say it. Don't say it because it's going to start happening. And you have to be ready for the pruning and the purging.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
There's things that my little girl, because she don't know no better right now, she's grabbing, and I got to snatch them out of her hands. I got to take them from her. I got to correct her on some things because she don't know what to do. She don't know how it is, but it's for her betterment. So I've got to do those things, even though she going to cry for the next 2 minutes. I just got to look at her and say, well, you're just going to have to cry. Come on, some of us be crying, huh? God didn't get a good nice little whooping, huh? Anybody got a nice little Lord whooping? Lord, purge me. Oh, that one be so low. Let me look on the screen. My Zoom fan, let me talk to y'all. Let me talk to y'all. Lord, come on. Lord, purge me.
Lord, purge me.
I'm opening. I'm yielding to your purging. I'm yielding to your pruning. I can't hear y'all up in here in the house either. Yeah, I'm yielding. He said, girl, he can say that. I ain't saying that yet. I don't know if I'm ready to yield to the cutting yet. Yeah, but you want the blessing. You want the fruit.
Right.
You want the increase. The increase is not going to come to you. It's going to come from you.
All right. Yes.
The increase is not going to come to you. It's coming from you.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
So I've got the Lord, I yield to your purging. Come on, say it loud like you're getting a blessing.
Lord, I yield to your
purging. Say it loud like you're getting a blessing right now. Because I know if I tell you, the Lord about to send a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We get to hollering. No, Lord, I yield to your purging.
Lord, I yield to your purging.
Lord, I yield to your pruning.
Lord, I yield to your
pruning. Prune me, Jesus.
Prune me, Jesus.
Why don't y'all call me talking about, man, it's going on. You pray for me. I can't pray for it. We ask for the pruning.
Yes.
Some come up and they get a little tight. Thank you for the pruning.
Thank you for the pruning.
Yeah. Just because it's tight, don't fight.
That's good.
Just because it get tight, don't fight.
Yeah.
I heard it just now. Just because it get tight, don't mean you got to fight. Sometimes it's squeezing you to extract that thing out of some of y'all ever had a blackhead before.
Yes.
I had a pimple, I had a zit. The worst ones be on the back of your neck. On y'all act like y'all ain't never had none. Come on. Y'all stop playing. Y'all know y'all ain't had a bump or ingrown hair or something. Y'all stop acting super religious righteous up in here with me. I know y'all done had a black head before. And you know what you got? Then you got to put your nails in it. As long as somebody else do it. Because they don't feel what you're feeling. It was a distraction. I got to get that out of you. Because it was never meant to be in you. And it's irritating you. It's irritating you. You feel that thing is irritating you. Yeah, because it's not supposed to be there. So I got to. Lord, I yield to your purging. Yeah, add that to your morning affirmation in the morning. Your morning, whatever you want to call it, devotion, add that to it. Lord, I yield to your purging today. When I begin to yield to it, the reason we don't recognize what he's doing is because we're not yielded. Yielding gives you another vision and a recognition. A lot of times we don't see what God is doing because we're not yielded to what he's doing. We have an idea of what we want to do and what we want him to bless. And so we can't even see how he's doing it. It don't even make sense. If they need wine, it don't even make sense for him to tell him to go fill up the water pots with water. That makes no sense at all. Because they need wine. They don't need water. They need wine. But you don't know what God's doing.
Right. Right.
And you don't know what he's doing. You get me? It makes no sense for him to ask, how are we going to buy food for all these people to eat? But he already knew
what he was
going to
do.
Oh, they got a lad here with 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many? Oh, give them here. That don't make no sense. We don't know what he's doing. But I give thanks and I break and it begins to multiply. The way God works is not the way you see it all the time. We bought into the fairy tale world. We like Superman and Iron Man and Batman and the superheroes. Somebody come in and save us. That's why we look at Jesus the way we do. We done bought into the Disney Channel fairy tales and the happy endings on these fake movies that people done wrote. And now we trying to see it another way and we don't even see how God really working. We would have never thought, just like the disciples, we'd have never thought that the way it was going to be by Jesus getting beaten, whooped.
That's right.
And spit on. And abandoned and left. And you know who left him? His disciples. We wouldn't have seen it go that way. But here we are celebrating the resurrection because it went that way.
Yes.
We don't know how he working. But I'm yielded to your will. Say, I'm yielded to your will. Come on, say it again. Say, I'm yielded to your will. Come on, say it again. Say, I'm yielded to your will. Matthew chapter 6. Go over there real quick. Matthew chapter 6. We are reconfiguring the way that we see this thing. We're recalibrating our thought process. Right? The enemy has slipped in and tricked us into this fairy tale understanding, and now we become weak in the will of God. And now we are delaying the process. We're delaying the progress because it looks like fire. We're delaying the process because it looks like a flood. Yeah, we're delaying the process because it looks like something come against me. You don't know that thing. You the scripture talks about being tried in the fire.
That's right. Amen.
Cause it's purging you. It's purging you and pruning you and cutting all those useless things that are hanging on to you. Some of us have useless beliefs. They're useless. They're things that we believe for that are useless to us. You think you can use it, but it's not, it's gonna use you. Jesus gives us clear vision of the will of God and what things really look like. You remember he said, and I don't have time to go there. Remember he said, but seeing, but you don't see. Yeah, that means you can see something, but you don't really see what's going on. That means you can see it one way, but that not be the way that it's supposed to be.
Come on.
Oh, he says hearing, but you don't hear. That means you could be hearing one thing, but you don't even hear what the word of the Lord is saying outside of the inside of you. So he's configuring us. He's pruning us. He's purging us. He's cutting us down. He's whittling us down. Oh, even, you know, even when they talk about fasting, right? Fasting is just whittling you down.
That's right.
It's breaking you down from all the things that's hanging on to you that shouldn't be.
Amen.
It's constant pruning. It's constant purging. A lot of, I know why a lot of, one day I realized that it was on purpose that a lot of churches and a lot of preachers don't like to stay in those words because it's going to ask for too much. You get it? It's going to ask for too much, and it's going to be too much being seen, and then the people going to see. Because that's who's supposed to see. See, I'm supposed to see. Say it. Watch me, watch me, watch me. Matthew chapter 6. Lord, Lord, Lord. He's trimming me out of purging and pruning me for maximum fruit. That's what I'm putting there. He's purging and pruning me for maximum fruit. I don't want, I want everything God got for me.
Yes.
Come on, say it.
I want everything.
I don't want to leave nothing on the table. I don't want to leave nothing on the ground. Whatever God, listen, I'm trying to squeeze it all out. Whatever, I'm trying to squeeze all the juice out of me. Whatever he got for me, that's what I want. I don't want nothing less than that. I don't want nothing less. I don't want nothing more. Because anything more than what he got for me is a leech.
Wow.
But I'm trying to squeeze it all out of them. While we're here in this life, everybody say, while we're here in this life, I'm trying to get it all out. I heard somebody say one time, you got to die empty.
Yeah. That's it.
We get excited when they talk about they threw the dead man on them bones and their bone came and their body came alive. You know the prophet? Talking about they threw him in the bones and he hit the prophet bones and he came alive. Yeah, that's because he died with stuff in him. He ain't died, that prophet ain't died empty. He still died with assignment. I'm trying to squeeze it all. I'm trying to get it all out of there. I'm going to bear more fruit.
Yes, sir.
You can say it too. I'm going to
bear more fruit.
And I'm going to
bear much fruit.
So I'm going to let him purge me. And I'm going to let him do the hands up. Come on, let me see those hands. I'm going to let him purge me. And I'm going to
let him prune me.
Yeah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. And so now we understand, watch this, he says, be therefore not like unto them. For your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. Now, before we even go into the Lord's prayer, I'm going to call it the Lord's permission. I don't know the Lord's alignment. But before we even go into the prayer, how he tell us to pray, this is a blessing right here. Don't be like them. Because your Father knows. They don't know what they don't know. So they trying to figure it out. They acting like they know, but they don't know. Don't be like them.
Yeah.
With their vain repetitions and saying a bunch of stuff, but don't be like them. Because your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. That's powerful.
Yes.
That's powerful. We don't sit with it long enough. That your Father, it changes the way that you pray when you know he already know.
Yes.
See, we pray and we think we informing God or something. Like he don't know already. Y'all know we do. Come on, say amen. And then we get to praying and say, God, now you know what's going on in my life. Yeah, I do know what's going on in your life. What you talking about? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God probably asking, probably the response that God has a lot of times in our prayers, but we don't hear him because we got the things that we want and what we want to say. What he's probably trying to say is, what's my will? That's probably most of the time his answer. What's my will? Can you see my will? Then watch what he says. You're my will.
That's good.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You're my will. But we can't see it sometimes because we have our preconceived ideas of what we want to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. So stop asking for him.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got to be dogmatic with God. I got to be dogmatic with what Jesus is saying. I got to be specific. I'm not skirting across it no more. If he's telling me like this, don't be like them with vain repetitions. Come on, we done made vain repetition before, amen. We're just saying a bunch of stuff and ain't seen nothing.
Yes.
Your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him, so stop asking.
Amen.
I'm learning to sit, B. I'm learning to sit and let that thought sit with you for a second. If your Father know what you have need of before you ask him, that means your asking is not the thing that makes it come to pass. So stop asking for the thing he know you have need of already. So when you pray, come on, next scripture, verse 9, he said you pray like this. After this manner, pray ye. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Say, our Father. Now watch me, watch me. Now when he says our Father, you don't understand what Jesus is including you in. He's automatically including you with equality. In another scripture, they say they got mad with Jesus because he called God his Father, making himself equal with God. So that means calling God your Father makes you
equal.
Say it, say it, say it. Stop being scary. Yeah, say it. You're scary. Stop saying it. Say me, Brent. Me saying our Father. Come on, say it. Say, when I say our Father, it makes me equal with God.
You're
scared, scared. Stop being so scared. Stop being so scared. Jesus said this.
That's right. Yes, it did.
He said, when you pray this, our Father. Everybody say, our Father.
Our Father.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy character. Hallowed be who you are and how you are. Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Not my kingdom come.
Thy kingdom.
Everybody say, thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom.
Your kingdom come. Your ways of doing things.
Yes.
Your ways of setting things up.
Yes.
The word kingdom even means, it comes from the word kingdom, means kinship.
Yeah.
It means your kinfolks, right? That means your kinship comes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So this is why we're praying. This is what, because prayer is a request.
Yes. Yes.
So this is what we're requesting. Can we slow down a little bit?
Yes.
Can we slow down and go through this?
Yes.
Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, holy is your character. Because we equal with God, not because we called him our Father. So we equal with our Father. I don't want to be equal with nobody else. If I could be equal with somebody, who would I choose to be equal with?
Nobody.
Think about it for a minute. Stop being scary right now. Think about it for a minute. If I had to choose who I wanted to be equal with,
Yes, Lord.
God would be my choice.
God would be my choice.
The Father God would be my choice.
Yes.
If I could be like anybody,
yes.
The Father God would be the one that I choose.
Amen.
So Jesus says, you're already like him. So say this, our Father, say it.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kinship come.
Yeah.
Our relation come up.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, our relation stand up.
Yes.
Our relation will come up on the inside of us. Thy kingdom come. The word come means appear.
Yes. Yes.
It means to show up.
Yes.
So thy kingdom show up.
Yes.
And thy will be done. Be done. Everybody say be done.
Yes.
Say be done. Come on, say it again. Say be done. Come on, say it again. Be done. Come on, say it again. Say be and done. It don't say be doing.
No.
But that's how we hear it. We think something's going to get, with something being done. We're doing something. No, say it's done.
It's done.
Come on, say it again. Say it's done.
It's done.
Come on, say it again. Say it's done.
It's done.
So thy kingdom come, thy will be, it be done. It be done. Come on, say it. Say it be done.
It be done.
It be done. No, that ain't good English. I understand, y'all. I understand. It be done.
It be done.
Yeah, it be done already. It's already done.
It's done.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will.
Be done.
So I want thy will to be finished. Where?
In earth.
In me.
Come on, say in me.
In me.
Watch this. Why do we say in me? Because I gotta stress this, and I always stress this, y'all know what I'm about to say. It do not say on earth.
No.
It has never said on earth ever since the Bible been written.
That's right.
There's no interpretation that says on earth. It don't say it. It says
in earth.
In earth. It's a difference for something to be, put your food on you.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Don't work out.
You get me?
Yes, sir.
But it works when it's
in.
Yeah, in earth. Even the other gospel says in earth.
Yeah.
as it is
in heaven.
In heaven, the same time and the same way as it is in heaven in me.
Yeah.
Let it be done
yeah.
in me as it is in heaven. Come on, say it's already done.
It's already
come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. We gotta dig that home. Come on, we gotta punch that home because you know what you're praying now.
Yeah.
It's an empowerment prayer. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
You don't understand how much it's empowering you because we learned it when we was little. We prayed at the football game, our Father. We prayed and we got on now. We prayed and we didn't know what we were talking about. Then some sections of circles of people told us we passed that. How you pass the kingdom come, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How you got past that? How that prayer ain't for you no more?
Come on.
Explain that to me. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What I have done when I pray this, and listen, this is why he tells you to pray this way. Because when I pray and I request this way, and this, I just let everything else go. When I pray and I request this way, I have aligned myself according to the will of God.
Amen.
I allowed myself to see it the way God sees it.
Yes.
Are y'all understanding me? Even the circumstances that come that seem like they're unfavorable, I still see them like God sees them.
Yes.
So God sees a circumstance as an opportunity.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, yes.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. He's lining you up. He's pruning you. He's cutting off all other identities. They got other identities that's trying to live and be you. And sometimes that's why you're fearful because you're talking out of the other identity. Or you worry because you're talking out of the other identity that somebody done put on you. That's not the identity of Christ in you. So I got to cut, and I whittle you down. I got to whittle you down. You ever seen somebody do like a sculpture?
Yeah.
Whether it's wood sculpture or it's a rock sculpture or something. It's funny how they make such a beautiful image, but it started off with this big rugged rock.
Yeah.
Just a big rock, don't look like it's useless. It's just a big rock, big old piece of wood. But then when you get the chiseling and the cutting, and sometimes you take a hammer and a little chisel is kind of sharp.
Uh-huh.
It's cutting and pruning.
Yeah.
Because that image is on the inside, but they got too much stuff all the way around it. The image is in there, but you got to let somebody chisel you. So stop saying, ow, 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 that hurt. Ow, stop that. No, chisel me. Come on, keep chiseling. Keep chiseling and keep cutting away at those things that are not making me look like what I look like. You see what I'm saying? I keep chiseling away and I let it chisel me because the image is on the inside. Come on, say it. The image is on the inside. Say it again. The image is on the inside. Come on, say it like this. Say,
the image of God
is on the inside of me. So as I'm praying this way, I'm aligning my soul and my mind and my thought process and my belief to the fact that the will of God is already done on the inside of me, just like it looks in heaven. And anything else that's outside of that is trying to lie to me about me. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth. Say it, in earth. My little girl, she know that part. She when I came to come out with it, she don't know all the other words. She'd be like, in earth. Come on, say it, in earth. She wanna jump past the prayer. She wanna say, in earth, amen. She be trying to rush me through the prayer. I say, no, we're gonna get all this. Give us this day our daily bread. Yeah. Forgive us our debts. We're gonna get all this today.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Everybody say, in earth.
Yeah.
Now, when you're praying, I want you to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Come on, say in earth.
In earth.
Say in earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
Huh? What is that doing for you right now? Come on now. Come on, hold on. See how we skirt over it though? It's changing me. It's changing my mentality. Wait, hold on. Hold on, come on, hold on. It's changing my mentality. You got it? Hold on. Let me sit with this woman. Hold on. Thy kingdom come. What I'm requesting, I'm not requesting all of these other things, because all these things further in verse 33, in verse 33 in the same chapter, it says all these things will be.
Right.
Your father already knows you and need them before you ask him, so you don't have to ask for those.
That's right.
What he's really trying to tell you is the things will be added to you because you're actually a magnet.
Right.
But your magnet is covered. By all this other stuff that you say is the will of God for your life. So it's a stripped down prayer. Yeah, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where?
Here.
Where?
Here.
As it is.
Here.
Give us
this day,
not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Give us this day our what?
Yeah.
Remember, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Give us this day. Our daily bread. And forgive us our debts. Forgive us our shortcomings. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us where we're in a deficit.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. See, the prayer is taking care of it. Forgive me. Sometimes I'm praying this by faith because I may be in a deficit about this. This is okay. My belief may be in a deficit, but this is okay. Forgive my deficit.
Yeah.
Forgive us our debts
right.
as we forgive our debtors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lead us not
yes.
into temptation. What kind of temptation? Temptation to be somebody else other than the will of God.
Amen.
Yeah, because you got those every day. That's the same temptation on that tree. To get you to reach to be.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Evil, the word evil, the root word of evil in the Aramaic, and all that means unfruitfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, huh, yeah, huh. I like this. She said, yeah, I like that. It means unfruitful.
Right.
Tree of knowledge of good and unfruitfulness. Yeah, unfruitful.
Yes.
For thine, yours, is the kingdom and the power and the glory. How long?
Forever.
Forever. Amen. And so be it.
Yes.
Now, if I can stop some of these affirmation and prayers that I'm praying is the stuff that he's trying to cut off me.
That's good.
I wait. I know it hurt. I know sometimes that sting. And I know sometimes you done had that prayer for so long. I gotta say that, Lord. Yes, sir. You know, the prayers that avail much. I know y'all got the books at home.
Come on, sir.
I got the prayer books. Everybody teaching. I can't write a whole book on prayer. Because it's too simple.
Yeah.
I give you a good message and that's a wrap. Because after this, what are we talking about?
Right.
You tell me what prayer you can pray that's greater than heaven and I'll wait.
Come on, sir.
Come on, listen to me. Listen, I got to take Jesus literal. I need you to, your father knows you are in need of before you ask him. So stop asking him what you need for because he knows this already. And he knows that the only thing you really need is to recognize who you are.
Yes, sir.
The only thing you really need is to recognize who you really are in him and who he is in you. And if I could recognize this, everything that I say will come to pass because I'm lined up with the will.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me? So he cutting me down. And he pruning me. And he trimming me. So now when Jesus starts talking, he says, lose your life to find it. Over there in Matthew, he said, lose your life to find it.
Yes, sir.
He said, get behind me, Satan. He's talking to his disciple, Peter. Get behind me. He said, thou art an offense to me. Watch what he says. His offense is a stumbling block. He said, you're a stumbling block. You're trying to make me trip.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right? He said, because thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Are y'all hearing what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's some savoring of the things that be of men. And we're doing it honestly. I'm serious. We're doing it. We're not doing it trying to be evil. We're living right.
Yeah.
We're living right. We're doing our best to live right, do the things right. But sometimes those things slip in because there's a little bit of leaven.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't see the leaven on your own, so you got to pray this prayer so he shows you the leaven.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all seeing it? You have to pray this way. Because I know some of y'all, some people cussing me out in their mind. Listen, keep y'all other prayers. Just pray this one first. I know it. Somebody mad. They looking for a scripture to tell me where he wrong at right now. Somebody gonna watch online and be like, nah, because they told me, nah. All I know is my Lord Jesus, the Christ, told me when you pray, pray after this math. It's the only manner he told me.
Yes.
Have your manners. He's teaching me manners. It's the only manner he told me.
Yes.
Pray like this.
Yes.
Pray like this. Even if you're going to pray another way, pray like this. because it's clarifying, listen, there are a lot of traps that we've fallen into or walked into or confessed into because we were asking for things that wasn't lined up with the will.
Come on.
It looked like the will, but it ain't it. Right before Ephesians 4, it says, and it talks about every joint supply, and it talks about the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers over in Ephesians 4. Right before Ephesians 4, you have Ephesians 3. And at the end of Ephesians 3, he says, exceeding abundantly above all that you can or think. So if that's the case, the only way you reach that is our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all say it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It changes my vision.
Yes, it does.
It changes the way I see things. This is what he means when he says my yoke is easy. You got 39,000 different prayers that you're trying to pray in the morning for 39,000 different things. Y'all tell me, y'all, come on. Can I get an amen? Y'all know, we might not admit it right now because we let it. Yes. We're praying for our health. We're praying for our finances. We're praying for our family. We're praying for...
Come on.
It's hopscotch. And now you're an hour and a half in and you're tired because you done prayed for everything under the sun. Come on. Who's going to be mad at me? I don't care.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. Let me make sure. Hold on. Oh, it's still red. I was trying to make sure it was still red when he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. I was trying to make sure it was still red. That's still red?
Yes.
It's still red in y'all Bibles?
Yes.
So that's still Jesus saying it?
Yes.
I said, I don't care. I don't care what nobody else said about prayer.
That's
y'all get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because when I pray this, and I'm going to say this and I'm done, it aligns us to the will of God.
Yes.
It aligns us to the will of God that we may not even see or understand.
Right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
It aligns my mentality. I started praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done where?
Here.
Say it again.
Here.
Well, I rebuke all sickness and disease from the root right now.
Amen.
Listen to what I'm saying. Because when I say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
here,
as it is in heaven, you, that's a healing prayer.
Yes.
Y'all not hearing me. You just pray the healing prayer. Because where your ailment wasn't on you.
Right.
Right? It's trying to lie to you from the inside. Right? So thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Y'all know we be talking about heaven. Ain't no tears in heaven. There ain't no sickness and disease in heaven. So ain't no sickness and disease in me.
Yes.
Say it. Ain't no sickness and disease in heaven. So ain't no sickness and disease in me. Ain't no lack in heaven, so ain't no lack in me. Ain't no confusion in heaven, so ain't no confusion in me. Why? Because thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Whatever heaven got, that's what I got. Whatever heaven says, that's what I say. Whatever heaven believes, this is what I believe. And I'm not taking nothing less in heaven. I don't want nothing less in heaven. And I ain't gotta wait to the sweet by and by to go there. It's here now. Everybody say it's here now.
Yeah.
Come on, say heaven is here now.
Yeah.
Heaven is here now.
Yeah.
So I pray it that way. I pray it that way.
Yeah.
I pray it that way and I expect heaven.
Yeah.
See, that prayer also makes me expect heaven.
Yeah.
See, a lot of other prayers got me expecting other things that I'm praying for.
Yeah.
But this prayer makes me expect heaven.
Amen.
You hear me? So when I'm walking around and I'm praying, I'm expecting heaven.
Yeah.
I'm expecting heaven results.
Yeah. Right.
Not these people results, because these people results are limited.
Right.
But heaven results is unlimited.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
So thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
In earth.
In earth.
Yeah.
Come on, put your hand. Come on, put your hand on yourself. Wow. See how we've been missing? We look over this prayer. We look over it. We made a ritual and a religion, and we look over it, and the power was sitting right there. In earth, as it is in heaven. It's faith. Everybody say, by faith. I ain't got to know all the answers. But I know his will for me is always good. His will is always good, and it's always God. And I don't want nothing else outside of that. thy kingdom come. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's a divine alignment.
Yes, it is.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's a divine alignment, and once we get a clear understanding of thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, then the next things we say will be the will of God.
Yeah.
See, we're saying a lot of things without being established as one with the Father. Yeah. So we're getting a lot of stuff that's not one with the Father. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
See, the power of God is still on the inside of you, so it can still make things happen. Mm-hmm. But what they, you remember, I'll go real quick. You remember they said they wanted a king?
That's right.
He said, y'all don't need a king. Oh, we want a king. Y'all don't need a king. We want a king. And so God gave him a king.
Yes.
But that was not his
will.
Yeah. Amen. Father, thank you. Come on, lift your hands.